Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF in studio here this morning. Brandon Tadman, Trisha Purdon is here with us today, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Action Council. We're also pleased to be joined by Javier Garcia, the Director of Manufacturing for Prosperity Builders, and then Titus Williams, the President of Prosperity Partners. Of course, the big news broke on Monday morning at the Montgomery County Commission meeting. A lot to take away from this, but I think here locally in Coffeyville, it's bringing in the new jobs. 120 new jobs coming to the former Southwire building here in Coffeyville. A manufacturer of single and multifamily residential buildings are going to be bringing in this bevy of jobs here to, of course, that former Southwire building here in Coffeyville. We'll start with you, Trisha. Of course, thanks for the time here today, and obviously a lot to take away from this. I know this has been a long process, you know, finding the right suitable candidates, I guess you could say, for the Southwire building just outside the industrial park. Just what's this process been like for you and finally getting to this point where we're kind of moving forward?
Yeah, so it's been a long 5 years. The building's been empty and waiting for the perfect prospect ever since Southwire closed their doors on February 1st of 2015. And over the years, we've met with a lot of different businesses, and I have yet to meet one as perfect as Prosperity Builders. This company has the potential to truly make the kind of economic impact that any community, but especially a rural community, could ever dream of. And they've been working to find a perfect location for them in the state of Kansas for almost a year now. And so we're very lucky that we are finally the site that they selected. And Kansas Department of Commerce and the state of Kansas is very excited to welcome them to the state of Kansas.
And you mentioned it's been roughly a five-year process. How many other businesses, I guess, maybe off the top of your head, I mean, just going through, because I know you kind of mentioned it during the meeting on Monday as far as just a handful of other businesses, but they seem to be the right one. But can you give us an idea of how many kind of went through this cycle?
You know, just in 2019, I think I showed that building to four or five businesses. It probably averaged four to five a year for 5 years that we've shown this building to. I know that building as well as probably anyone at this point. But the good news is that all of those companies had, you know, an issue that maybe the building wasn't just right for, and this building really, the way it's going to flow through and the way it'll be designed is truly ideal for what they're going to be doing with it.
So how did the first initial contact come about? Was it our side reaching out their way, or is it their way reaching out here to Coffeyville?
I got the call from Kansas Department of Commerce.
Okay.
So, you know, we submit RFPs out regularly, and I remember seeing this RFP come across my desk, and Alicia Janesco Hutchings from Kansas Department of Commerce called me up on Friday and said, hey, remember that RFP back in January? They want to come and look at the building. So we were really excited when Javier called and said, let's go take a tour. So, and we spent I feel like all of Thanksgiving week together. He called me a Friday before Thanksgiving, and we spent that weekend kind of learning about Coffeyville and telling him about our community and Titus and your team, and it's been a great process ever since.
Talking here with Trisha Purdon, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Action Council here today. Also joined by, again, Javier Garcia, Director of Manufacturing for Prosperity Builders, and also Titus Williams, the President of Prosperity Partners. Javier, want to start with you. Obviously, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming here today. Obviously, this has been a process on your end as well. But, you know, finally getting to this point, what's it been like on your end?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been great for us. It has been a very lengthy process. As we've gone through our site selection, we've visited with and talked to many, many different folks, gone to many different communities, and we've just really been very impressed with everyone here at City of Coffeyville and Montgomery County. You know, they've done a great job kind of walking us through the entire process from reviewing the building, understanding kind of supporting parts of the community, being introduced to other members of the community, such as the college. So yeah, it's been a great experience.
And you are out of Springfield,
yes,
Missouri.
Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri. That's where you guys are based out of. So we was this Southeast Kansas a specific location you were looking at, or was it just this just kind of popped up and just kind of went forward, or is this kind of an area you were looking to maybe expand?
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. So, and you know, when we started our process a year ago, we were looking at half a dozen different sites across the Midwest. So kind of, you know, from north to south, there were some very basic criteria that we were looking at. And those involved, you know, and making sure that we had key infrastructure to the site, good and stable access to skilled workforce, transportation and logistics. So, you know, there are a number of things that we were really looking at as we looked at the city of Coffeyville and the industrial site here. You know, it was one that we didn't see right away and at the beginning of our process, but it came up, you know, throughout the year as we were, again, looking. So I think what we saw was just how attractive the site was. And when we were able to tour the facility, we saw some very unique features to the site that made it really attractive.
Was that the home run hitter for you, seeing the – I mean, was that kind of the initial, okay, let's sign on the dotted line, so to speak? Like, you see the facility and you're like, okay, this is a place where we can get things done.
I think it got us very close. Yeah, I think it hit on all the key marks that we were looking for. And then, you know, as we started to dive into the details, then there were a few things that we needed help with. Tricia did that. You know, Tricia and her team were great at kind of helping us through that process. But yeah, I think once we had the opportunity to tour the building, see the site in the surrounding area, yeah, it was a good start to that process.
And one thing you mentioned at the meeting that I thought was really cool, saying the meeting, the Montgomery County Commissioner meeting that took place Monday morning, the connection here and locally with the college, being able to bring in Coffeyville Community College, maybe get some type of trade program going to where these kids can, you know, work on these specific set of skills that they need to potentially have an opportunity to work for you at this facility.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's one thing that we're really looking forward to, partnering with a community college and understanding, you know, where we can mutually benefit. So as we look at the operation, you know, in terms of what we need, you know, there's things, if you look at kind of general construction, we're looking at folks that are skilled or can be skilled in the general trades, so carpentry, mechanical, HVAC, electricians, your plumbing trades. And I think there's a good fit between what, you know, the items that we're looking at and people that we'll need in our facility and the different programs that either are currently at the community college or programs that we could get up to speed. So, yeah, it's should be a really great partnership for us.
Javier Garcia, the Director of Manufacturing for Prosperity Builders, joining us here. Want to get Titus Williams in here for just a sec. Of course, 120 new jobs coming here to the former Southwire building in Coffeyville, the, of course, manufacturer of single and multifamily residential buildings. Bringing these jobs to that location here in Coffeyville. We'll close things out with Tricia in just a moment, but wanted to bring in Titus Williams real quick, President of Prosperity Partners. So, give us a sense of what your job is in all this, getting all this put together.
Well, I mean, my job is actually to, I guess, this is my brainchild. Fortunately, I've known Javier for quite some time, and it's been a pleasure to be able to work with him on this. The Prosperity Builders was actually, the reason why it was created is because the industry itself is having a shortage of skilled workers, and the cost of construction is continuing to go up across the United States. It's harder and harder to find good quality housing in safe living conditions in places that cross the board from large metropolitan areas to rural. And you see that it's starting to become a pain point for almost every town, every city in the U.S. So what's happening in the industry is that you have to come up with either ways to reduce costs, which reduces quality for the most part, or you have to become more efficient. And because of the modular manufacturing component of the industry, it's been done for quite some time. And through smart processes and procedures put in place by a factory type of setting, you have the ability to then create efficiencies, reduce time, and reduce costs by taking something that is done on site in the open environments and with weather and other things, theft, a lack of quality control, issues with vendors and skilled people on the site. You take all those equations, you take all those factors out of the equation, you bring it into a factory in a controlled environment, create efficiency, reduce expenses, and then It has the ability to then solve the need, what we're seeing all over the U.S. And fortunately, with Prosperity Builders and what we're finding with the skilled opportunity to have employees here in the Coffeyville area, I believe it's going to be a perfect situation for us.
And the goal is to be at least operational by year end.
That's correct.
Kind of the goal. So what's the time frame like here for the next 6 to 8 months moving forward, trying to get everything to have that goal filled, you know, being up and operational by year's end?
So the detailed process, I don't want to bore you with it, but as you can imagine, with a building that's been vacant for 5 years, a lot of what's going to happen over the next few months is the redevelopment, renovations of that building to make sure that it fits the needs of Prosperity Builders. We're going to come in and revamp, make the property nice for our employees. It's going to be something that I believe people are going to really enjoy working at. It's going to be, I think, something that's going to be known throughout our industry about green building. We're going to have some nice aesthetics in the building as well and surrounding it, so to make it feel like a nice place to work, so that it's not just something that's for us, but also for our industry, for people to say, hey, you know, we're not just out there to, I guess, take all the money out of the environment. We're going to actually try to make this something that's going to be good and positive for our whole industry.
Titus Williams, president of Prosperity Partners, joining us here today. Anything else you want to add, or at least let the listeners of Coffeyville know about exactly what is coming here to this community?
Well, I mean, the main thing that we're doing here is we are using this factory and this plant to create affordable housing, workers' housing throughout the Midwest, not just this region, but in multiple states or surrounding. We're here to hopefully find some really good talent that will be a part of our family of companies and hopefully work with us long term.
Tricia, step back in here as we wrap this up here momentarily. Obviously, the jobs is a huge factor in this. I know this was a very long process. Mentioning, you know, something of like a job, like when can people find out more information about this if they are interested? What's kind of that detail going forward?
Yeah, so just like Titus and Javier said, the redevelopment and revitalization of that building is going to take a little bit of time. But I think that Javier really wants to get his team put together pretty soon, especially his administration team. So keep an eye on Montgomery County Action Council's website, our Facebook page. We'll get that going. Most likely, we'll coordinate with Kansas Works to get some job fairs done over the next several months. But I anticipate those first ones will come sooner rather than later. I think Javier wants to be able to have that team really solid as you're going through that that construction process of the building. So, yeah, just follow our page and we'll keep everyone informed on that, and follow Southeast Kansas Works. They're going to be probably the preferred provider on this because they are going to have direct hire opportunities. But yeah, we're really excited. Be 120 jobs in this facility, and that's huge for us. You know, Javier himself is, you know, he's going to be here and he's going to be living in our area. And we're excited to work with him and his team and as they get this thing going.
So. Anything else, I guess, before we get you guys out of here? I know I'm taking some time out of your day, but we appreciate it very much. But anything else you want to let the listeners know before you go?
No, I just think keep an eye out, because everything I've been, you know, we hear from them, they're a really innovative company. And some of the ideas they have of really embracing the idea of green, energy efficient, products, they're following through on that. And I think we're going to see some really innovative things that we'll be able to share with some of our other area employers of how they can improve their energy efficiencies. And I think this really is going to be a showpiece for our region. So I'm optimistic. It looks really good.
Tricia Purdon, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Action Council, with us here today. Also, Javier Garcia, Titus Williams, part of Prosperity Partners and also Prosperity Builders. Javier, the Director of Manufacturing for Prosperity Builders, and Titus, the President of Prosperity Partners. Thank you all for being here today. I know that taking some time out of your schedule, but I know it's going to be a process now moving forward where we can get some key things in motion. And obviously, like you said, keep up with MCAC, if whether it's Facebook or contact or email, what it might be, kind of the best way for people to find out more information as this continues to move forward. So thank you all for coming in here today. And Tricia, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.